Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memorei Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Ein Dal, the seventh parak Mishakazo. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, if one says Har Ziki Techa Manas Shitinenegli Matayim Zuz, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Har Zim Megareshes Vetiten, she's divorced and she must give the money. Amram disagree when the get takes effect. Rav Huna says vehititen, and she gives it, meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Yudah says l'kashititen, she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. They argue similarly by one who marries someone, almanas, she'atenu chametam zuz, on condition I give you 200 zuz, if the kedushin takes effect retroactively, or only when he pays, which becomes relevant if she received kedushin from another in the interim. The Gemara explains the novelty of each machlokas. Two braises prove that the divorce takes effect retroactively, and Rav Yehuda answers that they reflect the minority opinion of Rebbe, who holds, kol omer almanas, anyone who says a transaction is on condition, ka omer ma'akshav dami, is like he says it should take effect from now. Point number two, in the Mishnah's conclusion, Rav Shimon Gamliel cited an incident in Sidon to support a principle which the Mishnah did not appear to discuss. The Gemara explains, Chasui Mechaz Rav HaKikatani, the Mishnah seems to be deficient and it teaches this. Im amar la amanasa shitinenli itzlisi, if he said to her, this is your get on condition, you give me my cloak, va'avda itzliso, and she lost his cloak, the Tanakama holds the cloak itself must be given and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, titen lo es damea, she can give its equivalent value. He adduces support for this position with the incident in Sidon, where such a condition was made and the cloak was lost, and the rabbis allowed her to pay its value. And pointing with you, Rabbi Asi inquired of Rabbi Yochanan, if one gave a get on condition, she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, they are forgiven to you, what is the halacha? He explains that even according to the Rabbanan above, who said the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be to come a paisel of admei because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. Rabbi Yochanan answered that she's not divorced since the condition was not fulfilled. He's challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that if someone says, Kodim, you're benefiting from me until you give my son one core of wheat and two barrels of wine, Rabbi Meir says the benefit is forbidden until they're given. But the Chamim hold he can say, Harini ki lis kabalti, I considered it like I received it. The Gemara differentiates between the cases. Regarding the get, Litzu'ura kamachavin lotziara, he intended to make her suffer with his condition, and he didn't make her suffer yet if she didn't pay. Whereas regarding the nether, Mishum Harvachahu, the condition was for his son's gain, and he decided he no longer needs it, so he's able to waive his claim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, if one says, Har zekitech amanas, shetinenli matayim zuz, this is your get, on condition that you give me 200 zuz, Har zemegareshes vetiten, she's divorced, and she must give the money. Amram disagree when the get takes effect. Rav Huna says vehititen, and she gives it, meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says l'kashetiten, she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. They argue similarly by one who marries someone, almanas, she'atenu chametam zuz, on condition I give you 200 zuz, if the kedushin takes effect retroactively, or only when he pays, which becomes relevant if she received kedushin from another in the interim. The Gemara explains the novelty of each machlokas. Two braises prove that the divorce takes effect retroactively, and Rav Yehuda answers that they reflect the minority opinion of Rebbe, who holds, kol omer almanas, anyone who says a transaction is on condition, ka omer ma'akshav dami, is like he says it should take effect from now. Point number two, in the Mishnah's conclusion, Rav Shimon Gamliel cited an incident in Sidon to support a principle which the Mishnah did not appear to discuss. The Gemara explains, Chasui Mechaz Rav HaKikatani, the Mishnah seems to be deficient and it teaches this. Im amar la amanas shitinenli itzlisi, if he said to her, this is your get on condition, you give me my cloak, va'avda itzliso, and she lost his cloak, the Tanakama holds the cloak itself must be given, and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, titen lo es damea, she can give its equivalent value. He adduces support for this position with the incident in Sidon, where such a condition was made and the cloak was lost, and the rabbis allowed her to pay its value. And pointing with you, Rabbi Asi inquired of Rabbi Yochanan, if one gave a get on condition, she gives him 200 zuz, v'chazba amrullah mechulim lach, and he later said to her, they are forgiven to you, what is the halacha? He explains that even according to the Rabbanan above, who said the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be to come a paisel of Edmei because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. Rabbi Yochanan answered that she's not divorced since the condition was not fulfilled. He's challenged from a Mishnah which teaches that if someone says, Kodim, you're benefiting from me until you give my son one core of wheat and two barrels of wine, Rabbi Meir says the benefit is forbidden until they're given. But the Chachamim hold he can say, Hari Niki, he's Kabalti. I considered it like I received it. The Gemara differentiates between the cases. Regarding the get, Letzu'ura Kamachavin Wotziara, he intended to make her suffer with his condition, and he didn't make her suffer yet if she didn't pay. Whereas regarding the nether, Mishum Harvachahu, the condition was for his son's gain, and he decided he no longer needs it, so he's able to waive his claim. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Ayin Dalet, and our standard Simon is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition that you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, they are forgiven to you. Once again, it's a motion. The witness, that must mean one daf. Ein Dalet, aid. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him out cloak, is when does the get take effect if it was given on condition that the wife gives him money? Rav Huna says, v'hititen, and she gives it meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Huna says, v'kashititen, she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Huna. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, which reminds us, if one said to his wife, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, and she lost his cloak, the Tanakama holds the cloak itself must be given, and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, titan lo esdamea, she can give its equivalent value. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, they are forgiven to you. Which reminds us, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is if one gave a get on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, they are forgiven to you. He explains that even according to the Rabbanan, who said that the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree that where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. So once again, the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition, you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, they are forgiven to you. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Ein. So the Simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must mean we're on Daf Ein. The eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength, which reminds us, the Gemara presents several lists of things or activities which are potentially harmful. Among those lists, Shosh Dvarim Machish and Kocho Sha'adin, three things weaken a person's strength. They are Pachad, Derech, Va'avon, fear, travel, and sin. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane, which reminds us, Reish Lakish likens one with kuriakos to a sleeping person for whom a get may be written and delivered while he sleeps, and Rabbi Yochanan likens him to an insane person for whom a get cannot be written or delivered. Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot be compared to one sleeping because a sleeping person does not require a maisa to awaken him. Since he'll awaken on his own, he's considered mentally competent even now. But this husband, seized by kuriakos, requires an action to cure him, and he's therefore incompetent until his recovery. Reish Lakish says he cannot be compared to an insane person because an insane person's cure is not in our hands, and he's thus fundamentally incompetent. But this one's cure is in our hands, meaning the one afflicted by kuriakos, and he's thus fundamentally competent. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane. When he asked why the doctor wasn't going to galus, when he imagined the doctor to cut the majority of the two passages, in his throat. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brites, if one cuts someone's two passages, the trachea and the esophagus, or most of them, he does not go into gullus. Two reasons are given. One, we suspect the wind worsened the injury and contributed to his death, or he hastened his own death through writhing. Either way, the killer is exempt from gallus, which is only for a murder caused solely by the murderer. Nafkaminas would be if the injury took place in a marble house without wind, and the victim writhed, or if it occurred outdoors and he didn't writhe. Daf ein av, so the simmer daf ein av is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey, that must mean we're on daf. Ein Aleph, E-Ah. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh Yachol Adabra Mitoch Haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, Kosvin Nosin Get Liishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Bamedvarm Amorim, when are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a Cheresh? Becheresh Meikaru, only to one who was originally a deaf mute, of a Pikeach Minis Cheresh, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who Kosev Vehen Chosmin, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer. Write it up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtuv get liishtach, if they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lo niksovu, and he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so, hari haget batal, the get is void. Adshi yomru lo sofer ksovu la'edim chasomu, unless he says to the sofer, write, and to the edim, sign. Daf ein beis, so the simmer daf ein beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be more in daf ein beis, thick. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, which reminds us, the next mission states, one who says, zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, lomar kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, mehayom imati, this is your get from today, if I die, hari is a get, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmano shel shtar mochiach lo, the date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow on the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, geto kematnaso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains that just as with a gift, if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift, since he only gave it because he thought he would die, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Other similarities are mentioned. Daf Ein Gimel, so the simmer Daf Ein Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, giant ostrich egg, that must be warned off Ein Gimel. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, if one says, Zegitech mehayom imati mecholi zeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and the house collapsed onto him, or a snake bit and killed him, it'll get. It's not a get, because the husband did not consider this rare accident in his stipulation. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches regarding one who said the sketch should take effect retroactively when he dies, Lotis Yachidimo, his wife may not be alone with him unless he come to have relations with her, unless they are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except for her own slave woman with whom she is comfortable. A Braisa brings Malchokas if she was alone with him. The Tanakhama holds we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Choshishin Mishim Kedushin, we even suspect they had relations relations to affect Kedushin. So when the husband who said, "This is your get today if I die from this illness," was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels divorced and not divorced, which reminds us the Mishnah taught Mahi Ba'osin Hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Rav Yehuda says, Ke'eshes ish, go call the Varesh, she's like a married woman in all respects. Rav Yossi says, Megureshes ve'ena Megureshes, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an Ashim Ta'uli. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we have Machlokas of the status of a woman whose divorce is pending? Is she considered fully married or divorced and not divorced? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number two. Which daf do we machlokes when a get takes effect if it was given on condition the wife gives money? That's on daf. Ein Dalet. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that the wife of one who said his get should take effect retroactively when he dies, his wife may not be alone with him, and it's a machlokes if her choshesh for kedushin? That's on daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss a get made contingent on the husband's death and the connotation of imati, if I die? That's on daf. I'm Bayes. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you learn that there are three things that weakens one's strength? They are fear, travel, and sin. That's on Dove. Ayan. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if the husband forgives the condition of giving 200 zuz? That's on Dove. Ayan Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn that the halachas of an ill person's get are the same as those for his gift? That's on Dove. Ayin Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we discuss Ashmedai deposing Shlomo Melech and flinging him 400 parses and then Shlomo's return? That's on daf. Samaches. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we have a makok? If the husband's condition to give a cloak may be fulfilled with her giving money? That's on daf. Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn about remedies for a faint or a heavy heart? That's on daf. Samach Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.